Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going in against what you could figuratively describe as the Death Star. We are taking direct fire by the national, international batteries. They are saying that if you say 9/11 is an inside job, you're with Iran, you're with Al-Qaeda. Let me explain. The Intel Center admittedly has been caught by Wired Magazine, computer experts, and others putting their logo in the same video pixel upload as the supposed Al-Qaeda videos, to the point of where they now release them through other parties and don't put the logos on, or release audio tapes and won't even say where it comes from because they've been caught. This is one of the final pieces. Not only do we know they carried out the attacks, lied to us, took us to war, the fact that they're always uploading and having the grandson of the ADL head, Adam Gadon, sit up there and with a turban on his head saying, I'm going to kill you, Allah Akbar. The fact that the government and former CIA commanders, senior military PSYOP intelligence officer Jim Milenik, who works directly for Donald Rumsfeld, running iDefense and the Intel Center. Do you understand that that Rumsfeld's people directly upload these? Don't you understand what they did to us on 9/11? Aren't you mad about that? I just can't want to. Man, I want to get these traitors. I want to bring them to justice. Do they just get to sit here and do this to us? Paul Watson, I'm bringing you up for this segment and the next on no notice, because you wrote this article about this today. This is the key. The smoking gun is these fake videos and fake audios coming from them, where they got their own boys making these videos. That proves they're behind it. Right there, Watson. It's a key nexus point. Go ahead.
That's correct, Alex. Intel Center, who told us that this Al-Zawahiri audio tape would be released 3 weeks ago. We're also behind the release of the last Bin Laden tape, which turned out was 5 years old, but they claimed that it was new. And, of course, to judge the impact that these tapes used to have compared to now, consider the fact that right before the 2004 election, Osama Bin Laden came out and basically stumped for Bush. Both Kerry and Bush admitted that that tape is what swung the election. Now, they have a somewhat different effect, but the policy still continues. I mean, you remember the spate of beheading videos 2 or 3 years ago. They suddenly stopped. But we still have these videos of Al-Zawahiri and Adam Gadon or Adam Perlman coming out on a regular basis.
And the Intel Center, run by all these spooks, are the ones uploading it. Let me explain. They're putting their Intel Center bug in the same video layer as the supposed original Al-Qaeda screed at the bottom. They're making them, Paul.
That's right. The Wired computer expert came out and provided a detailed PDF analysis of that, showing that they were adding the Al-Qaeda brand logo at the same time as their own. And then the same expert, a day later, even though he had, you know, he presented everything in technical format, reversed his position, which was very suspicious, to say the least.
Well, he didn't really reverse. He just said, well, it's not conclusive, but it shows it. We'd already at the office on big screen TVs blown this stuff up years ago and could see it in the same layer. For those that don't work in video, you don't understand. It's in the same layer. Go ahead.
But the smoking gun for us, which is when we really went big on this, a couple of years ago, 18 months ago, was when they released the so-called Laughing Hijackers tape in October 2006. And that was the alleged hijackers, Atta and Zayed Jarrah, apparently attending a 2000 Bin Laden speech. But the footage was filmed by, quote, a security agency, but then released 6 years later as if it was new material from Al-Qaeda.
But then it turned out that it was really a TV dramatization from British television. We'll be right back with Paul Watson on the other side. Are you listening, police? Do you like being fed psyops? Or do you want the truth?
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a massive news blitz coming up here in just a moment. But finishing up, Paul, there's hundreds of points you make in the article. Hundreds. I mean, this guy commanding CIA attack forces against the Serbs admitted that's the real Zahari. We've got these other guys. I mean, he's definitely a spook. And then now the AP later in the article says, oh, well, we can't confirm this audio. It's just on the Internet, but it's big national news, and it will be reported as fact. And then now they already have the talking point that we're al-Qaeda, and we bombed this, we bombed that in New York. Now we're working with Iran because we say the government's behind the terror. I mean, they treat the public, Paul, like they're talking to basically mentally retarded people.
Well, yeah, because that propaganda at its base level is the most effective. You keep it simple, otherwise, you know, they won't understand it. But going back to Al Zahawi, I mean, he appeared 2 years running before the State of the Union speech in 2006-2007, attacking Bush's policy in Iraq just weeks after Dick Cheney and former Press Secretary Tony Snow had circulated this talking point that skeptics of the occupation of Iraq and skeptics about the troop surge were al-Qaeda sympathizers, and then Al-Zawahiri pops up right before Bush's State of the Union speech and says exactly, you know, the thing that would justify them calling for troop surge skeptics to be linked with al-Qaeda. So it jives perfectly with the neocons' propaganda at every point. But another perspective is to say, well, if they are having to directly engage us and propagandize in these media stunts, then it shows that we're having an effect and that we have influence. Otherwise, they just ignore us.
Paul, it's scary to know. I mean, this is when you really know the government did it. This, all the scientific evidence, all the lying and saying Saddam was behind it about WMDs, the troops massed around Afghanistan in the months before to invade, Bush signing the launch orders, Marvin Bush running security on the World Trade Centers, his mother writing about it in her autobiography, the NORAD drills, the stand down, the 7-7 drills, all of it. But when you realize that former CIA and defense intelligence operatives in psych warfare run the websites uploading this, and then it's their logo, and they're doing it on a soundstage. I mean, these people are bad, man. That is the absolute proof right there for anybody. It's just disgusting what the scum that runs this government did on 9/11. I just can't believe they killed 3,000 of us, but I guess that's a military mindset. It's just, I can't believe this is my life. I can't believe we live with these nuts running things. I can't believe the public's still brainwashed and doesn't understand, Paul.
Well, that's correct. But, again, if they're having to do this, you know, directly linking 9/11 truth movement people with being sympathetic towards America's so-called enemies, then it shows that they're scared, they're frightened of us. What's interesting to me is that, you know, according to John McCain, Al-Qaeda and Iran are in alliance. So if they're in alliance, then why is Al-Qaeda number two slamming Iran? You can't have it both ways.
By the way, Paul, since you raised that, he kept saying in speeches in the Middle East where it was really ridiculous, you know, because they're not as dumbed down, and they know their own politics and their own religious divisions. He would say in press conferences that, you know, Iran's with Al-Qaeda running the Al-Qaeda attacks, and Al-Sadr is Al-Qaeda. And then, you know, the president of Jordan, the king, others would say, no, you can't say that. Kind of like whenever Bush at the White House with the Unocal executive, Karzai, Mohammad Karzai, said that Iran was running Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Karzai said, no, they're helping, because he was like, Mr. President, he said, this is on Afghan TV, you can't say that. And Bush said, no, you are wrong, they are Al-Qaeda. And he said, okay, yes, sir, they're with Al-Qaeda. Because it's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. I mean, that's only for the idiots that we are in this country. Only we will buy that. Foreign, it's just totally discredits everybody. And so, you know, you raise that point. And I said on air when McCain said that, I said, McCain isn't saying this because he's senile at 70-something years old. McCain is saying this because this is the policy to lie. And then McCain, what, 2 weeks ago before Congress, in the Senate, McCain said to, when he was talking to Petraeus, he said, you know, is not Al-Qaeda Iran? And Petraeus said, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. And so, see, that is, they're lying to you folks. They treat you like you're idiots. They carried out the damn attacks. What is it you don't understand? They're killers, man. They're going to kill more of us if we don't do something about them. I'm risking my damn life. Excuse me. I don't mean to get mad. I apologize. I'm risking my life here. Paul is. They're killing people locally in Austin now. This isn't a joke, Paul.
No, it's not a joke. And again, the fact that they have to do this gives me hope that we are having a bigger and bigger influence. I mean, they've tried to. You had Geraldo Rivera try and blame the bombing, I call it a bombing, it was basically a firework or something, at the Times Square Military Recruitment Center, and said it would, you know, it was the work of 9/11 truth activists or 9/11 truth anarchists. So they're basically equating us with terrorists, and they have been for months. So this is just the next phase of that, to link us with the great enemy of Iran. To demonize us and sour public opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement because it's having a massive impact. Nothing's stopping that.
I can't believe we're being forced to fight with these killers. Think about it, Paul. We're actually hurting them globally. People are seeing who they are, and they are mad. I want to say to all of them and special ops that took part in this and the Israelis and the rest of them, and the people in our government, no doubt British were involved, the evidence shows, well, what have you become?
Well, we know the Islamics really are a threat, and we had to do this because you weren't ready to get ready to fight them.
then that's a bunch of bull. You fund all the radical Muslims to overthrow their secular governments. And then you attack the innocent Serbs using them. You are criminals. It's because you want no-bid contracts in domestic police states and contracts for your bosses to run the private contractors, and it's so you can take our pension funds and do whatever you want domestically. This has nothing to do with fighting Muslims. How dare you fall back on that and say you carried out the attacks for our own good? You know that's a bunch of bull, too. Watson?
Well, what's interesting to me about this whole Al-Zawahiri thing is supposedly he was asked 2,000 questions, and this was his response to one of them, and his response was one sentence long. So the media have essentially picked out a one-sentence response to a question out of 2,000 questions.
But that's classic propaganda. They made it very simple so it couldn't be analyzed.
Yeah, but they've chosen to run with headlines about him equating 9/11 conspiracy theories with Iran. One question out of 2,000 answers that he gave. So they've focused in and picked this and ran with it. And it's obviously part of this sentiment to sour public opinion towards the 9/11 truth movement.
Yeah, we're just completely screwed. God, we've got psychopathic killers with unlimited cash that own the banks running everything, poisoning our water, staging terror attacks, grandsons of the ADL head popping up in turbans. I mean, I just... Paul Watson, tell folks about the PrisonPlanet.tv membership so we can have more capital to get the word out and expand what we're doing, and so they can also have high-quality video of the fourth hour.
Well, yeah, we've just upped the service by offering live streaming, video streaming, and archives, which are available maximum 2-3 hours after the end of the show, to subscribers. And as you said before, it goes on for an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes even 3 hours. And I've been watching it since it started, and it's not only informative, but it's very entertaining because it's kind of a more off-the-hook approach that you've taken, throwing in a bit of humour for people, you know, while giving them the real information on top of that. So I think people find it very interesting on top of everything else that they get, which is every Alex Jones video in four different download formats. All the new videos are available in streaming flash, so you can watch it as you would watch a YouTube video live, but it's in much higher quality. Again, we've got Alex's book, my book, plenty, hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds more special video presentations. We had the JFK sneak peek last week. We've got scores more special presentations like that in high quality. And we're adding new content to it all the time. So, to throw fire into our bellies and fund what we're doing, I think a lot of people see it as a good way to support us for what is little cost.
Well, I just appreciate everything you're doing, Paul, and whatever happens in all of this, I know you're going to continue on with your work. And if they do kill me or set me up or imprison me, folks, know that you'll automatically know who all my enemies are in our own movement, because they'll all intensify their attacks on me. So use whatever happens to me as a identifier of the enemy. And I'm not saying they're going to kill me, but I got a death threat last night, and they put up on Wikipedia that I've been killed at the same time. Very sick freaks. And, I mean, did you hear all that, with the local Palestinian peaceful activist, how his body was all sliced up, open, and signs of torture all over him? Same thing I got from news sources. And they call it a suicide where he's all bound and...
Well, naturally, it's a suicide if you're bound and gagged, and the media unquestionably reported it as a suicide.
Well, remember Dr. David Kelly, he wrote emails to two friends saying, I've been told I'll be found dead in the woods if I don't shut up, and then police come up and see five guys in black uniforms run away from his body, his wrists are slit with no blood at the scene, and it's come out he was murdered. Members of Parliament, I mean, they called it a suicide, Paul.
It's crazy.
They could hang me at the Super Bowl. Bush could pull the lever and they'd say I committed suicide. And look, the denial isn't going to help you, America. You're the target of all of this. It's The guys in caves work for the bad guys. Paul Watson, good job. Take care. I hope everybody will get his article at Prison Planet.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I don't think I've ever had a more important massive stack of news in front of me, and I haven't gotten to any of it with all the breaking stories and news and information today. Sully Costello, former DEA agent, Vietnam vet, sniper, police officer, sniper, Vietnam vet, then a police officer, then Border Patrol. I mean, not Border Patrol, DEA. He'll be joining us by how he's being set up and what's happening for an hour. In the last 30 minutes, I will news blitz. I will cover all of this. What's the type of news that I have here in front of me? I saw this on LouRockwell.com last night. I Googled it and found articles in California defending this, saying it's good. Now, remember what Aaron Russo said that Nick Rockefeller told him? We already have this in Texas and some other areas and in smaller towns. The police are allowed to drink and drive. The police are allowed to speed. Anyone who works for the government is basically God. 1 million people, this is confirmed, LouRockwell.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, out-of-the-way peasants. I want the guys to do a larger story on this and tie it in with Russo's info. You can find it on YouTube. PrisonPlanet.tv members can see it in super high quality, the whole interview. Out-of-the-way peasants. Readers have been shocked to learn that California has about 1 million citizens who are literally above the law. Members of, and the illegal aliens are too, but they don't mention them. Members of this group, as a Register front page article April 6 detail, this is the Register who first reported it, can drive their cars as fast as they choose. They can drink a six-pack of beer at the bar and then get behind the wheel and weave their way home. They can zoom in and out of traffic, run traffic lights, roll through stop signs, and ignore school crossing zones. That's how tyranny always works. They can ride on toll roads for free, park in illegal sports spots, and drive on high-occupancy vehicle lanes if they only have one passenger in their car, one person in the car. Chances are they will never have to pay a fine or get a traffic citation. They are a special class of people, basically exempt from the laws the rest of us must follow. This is what Nick told them it would be like. This isn't a small number either. Drivers of 1 in 22 California cars and light trucks on the road have the special immunity, which should cause our government leaders and law enforcement authorities, always eager to protect us from any perceived problem or discrimination or special privilege, to demand a fix to the real public safety threat. Think about this, what this means. 1 million drivers who can engage and endanger our lives with near impunity. I can hear it now. There ought to be a law. Yeah, like in New York, we'd have off-duty cops, this is in the new film, walk right up and just punch us, hit us in front of cops, and they all just laugh. They go, "Get, there's my badge." They pull their badge out and show it the camera. "I'll do whatever I want." Boom, punch you right in the face. Yeah. I mean, literally, like demons. Demons. This country is demon-run, ladies and gentlemen. But instead of pursuing for a fix, most legislatures are trying to expand the program so that even more people can have the special "we're above the law" license plates. What gives? The answer is a sickeningly obvious. The special people are those who work for law enforcement or other government agencies or their family members. And then it goes into a huge article detailing it all with mainstream media links. But the media in California says it's good. Folks, 1 in 10 is soon going to be one of these people. Well, 1 in 1 out of 2 is already government. It's where you can't help work for the government. I'm not saying everybody works for the government's bad. The point is that the government controls everything. 1 in 10 is going to be Homeland Security related. I was looking up the numbers. It's already 1 in 16. Higher in some areas. Do you understand what this means? I mean, they are God, and they're all going to have the special badges and the special continuity of government, and hundreds of thousands of executives in InfraGuard have shoot-to-kill power, and millions of truck drivers, and 52,000 preachers going up from 26,000. I mean, it's over, folks. Just Stasi tattletales, and there's no terrorists. There's not a lot of real crime. They're going to find it. Supreme Court's ruled they can take your bank account, take your property with no judge, no jury, no warrant. Private interests are allowed to lobby government, openly pay them, to then take your property with no just compensation? I mean, we're not just going to have tyranny, folks. This is a criminal group. And I have articles today, ABC News, Army, Marine Corps are recruiting more illegal aliens and, yes, felons. And then when you read, it says aggravated felons. And then they give some ridiculously low numbers. In like 3 minutes of Google searching, I found the real numbers this morning. So you think the ABC News headline about, you know, Army and Marines accept more felons. And it says rapist, manslaughter. Oh, yeah. But then they just give you low numbers. But if you look, they gave you the last month's recruiting numbers. Which, because it is in the hundreds and hundreds, but it makes it sound small. It makes it sound small. No. You will be ruled by aggravated felons. Do you understand? This is your future.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
I didn't think so.
You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you?
Oh, no, so.
You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away?
Maybe it's a bad, bad thing.
Yeah, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms did a bad, bad thing to Sully Castillo, the third Vietnam veteran of the Army, a sniper. Then he worked as a police officer, sheriff's deputy on the border with the Border Patrol. Then he was a DEA agent, the most highly decorated and the commander down there in Latin America. Witnessed cocaine dealing shipments by our own CIA at El Apango Air Base. We then interviewed the CIA folks on the other end of it, like Terry Reed, up in Mena, Arkansas, with Oliver North, the Clintons, the Bushes, all the drug dealing, all witnessed, and the CIA Solicitor General and their inspector testifying before Congress that they did indeed bring in the drugs. They still bring them in. The banks launder it. They license cartels to bring the drugs in, the majority of it. The government ships some in itself, but they mainly license them. Then they leave them alone if they launder the money properly like they are supposed to do through the big central banks. If they don't, they then get pinched. Just like he did a great job making the film JFK, so if you watch the movie Scarface, he did 5 years of research. Mr. De Palma that wrote it, and of course with Oliver Stone, who directed it and who was involved in it. Well, no, Oliver Stone wrote it, De Palma directed it, and I've seen the making of that, and they went down and met with the cartels. They studied how the banks launder the money. They really show it in that movie. So Shelley got raided by the BATF, basically set up, because he's been exposing government drug dealing. He is in the film that is on your screen. I forgot to tell listeners out there who are listening on the AM and FM dial and on the internet at InfoWars.com that we're going to start the video cam feed 30 minutes early in the third hour, not just the fourth hour today, but never fear, PrisonPlanet.tv members, this will be archived a few hours after the show today, and so you'll be able to go up there and watch the hour and a half interview, well, hour interview, and then my news blitz at the last 20, 30 minutes with Shelley Castillo the third today. And so the live video cam, the document cam, our guest cam, the cam on me, the video feed cam, we have five different feeds in here. That is all live right now. Shelley is a big part of the new film, American Drug War. He consulted on the film American Drug War that's on your screen, as I did. I am in the extras, according to my own recommendation that I not be the voiceover for this, but I am in a big part of the 3 hours of extras that are in the film. And so another reason to get it from InfoWars.com. It isn't even available in stores yet until May 24th. Well, we have it discounted by $5 out of the gates. That was, I consulted for free as long as I could get the film first. And so that is why we have it before anybody else does, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. And Sully Castillo, when they raided him and set him up, they said, oh, big star on TV, you know, and made a big point of that. This is just political persecution. He's been told by different DAs, different prosecutors, that he was going to be politically punished. Shelley, thank you for coming into studio with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great honor to be here today.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here, Shelley.
Thank you, thank you. And I certainly hope that the American people will get an education on what's really going on with the government today.
Now, I want to talk about what happened with your case, and I want to talk about where it's going. You know, you've been indicted, and I haven't even talked to you yet about what happened this week when they were going to, you know, go ahead with the proceedings. So I want to discuss that with you. But then with from your law enforcement history and Vietnam history and intelligence history and police officer history about a local, what we believe is a murder here in town. You've come on before to talk about how they kill you, how the mafia, how Mossad kills you. So later I'm going to give you some of these facts and just get your off-the-cuff take on that. But first off, recap what happened with the BATF, what you're facing right now.
Well, basically what happened was that for the past year or so, there was an individual who was selling me guns. You know, he'd buy them and he would sell them to me, and I would buy them, and I would resell them at the gun shows. And basically what happened was I found out that it was against the law if I gave money to somebody or loaned money to somebody to buy guns, and that was a clear violation of the law. And basically the individual that bought those 30 or 35 guns basically broke every law there is to be broken, and yet he was never arrested. And I called a selective prosecution because they basically target me. And there's a history to show that I've been phone warned that an assistant United States attorney out of the McAllen office told a defense attorney for me to be watch my back because they were going to come back to me and they were going to get me one way or the other.
That's because you've testified as an expert witness.
Exactly. I've testified on the corruption that the government has conducted, the outrageous government conduct that they developed during the case, the perjury before the agents, before grand juries. And I exposed all that, and now we also have exposed that there have been some transcripts that have been changed, or babied, as they say. So all this information that I've obtained within the past few years has come back to bite me in the butt for exposing it.
And you had no criminal record before this. For listeners that don't know who you are, give them, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but you've had quite a history.
Exactly. You know, I come from a very patriotic family. American, to be an American was number one in my family, patriotic. My family served, and, you know, my uncles, everybody served in the military. And it's the only son I was told to go serve my country, pay my dues to my country. And I did, and I followed my dad's footsteps. He was in law enforcement, and so was I.
He was also in World War II.
He was in World War II. He was shot six times in the Philippines. You know, he paid his dues, as they say. And, you know, we continue to be proud Americans, and we try to do everything that law-abiding citizens will do. And basically,
and then
never,
you went to Vietnam.
I went to Vietnam. I did what I, as an infantry sergeant, and I was down there as an 11B Bravo, as they say, and spent my year in Vietnam. Came back, went to school, got my degree, and worked in as a police officer in the state of Texas, detective sergeant, and so forth. So I got over 20 years of law enforcement experience. I've never broken the law in my life, in my adult life. I just never been arrested or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, the government comes after me because I had, first of all, I think this was initiated with my expert witness. And secondly, when I tried to set up a sting operation against ATF a few months back.
And you did that with the local news.
In fact,
you exposed, they did expose, that they were spying on everybody, violating their Fourth Amendment with cameras rigged in there in the South Texas gunship.
Exactly. What they were doing, they were filming the shows, and they were profiling people that were coming out of the gun shows, and they were entrapping them in trying to buy the guns that they just legally bought. And also they were going out to the people's residence after they bought the gun to find out if they still had that gun with them. And that's Gestapo tactics. You don't profile. It's against the law to profile. And yet the ATF was doing all these kinds of atrocities and nobody was stopping them.
Okay, but let's go back now, before we get more into the story, for those that don't know, and you've got your book, Powder Burns, at powderburns.org, that everybody should visit. Tell people about your experience in the DEA.
My experience with the DEA was something that I am not very proud of, number one. Number two, I believed that what I was doing, by placing my life on the line, that I would make a difference in preserving my country. And as it turned out, after 12 years with the DEA, my last six in Central America, found out that we were the enemy. We were the guys involved in the atrocities. We were the guys that were involved in drug trafficking. The CIA was heavily involved in drug trafficking with Posadas Carriles, with Oliver North, Felix Rodriguez, all those Cuban exiles that were down there running this covert operation that was run by the White House during the Bush-Reagan era.
Who blow up Olympic athletes in their off time.
Exactly.
Evicted.
And not only that.
And then blamed it on other people. You know?
Yeah. Luis Posadas, of course, was held by Felix Rodriguez, a CIA operative, exiled Cuban, to come out and help him escape from prison and brought him to Central America and worked at Ilopango Airport involving running drugs into the U.S.
Specifically, let's just hit the key points, because I want to get into your case, but I want people to understand the background on this. Specifically, key evidence that you witnessed yourself of government shipping the drugs en masse out.
Exactly. There were large shipments of drugs coming into this country. Now, they were Guatemala or Central America, should I say, was used as a trampoline for drugs to go into the U.S. And I personally participated in refueling those clandestine airstrips. Airplanes that were being refueled in Central America, and they were shipped with they had hundreds and hundreds of kilos of cocaine, and yet they were never being seized in the U.S. And basically, it was a CIA covert operation that was being run to funnel drugs and profits into the Contras in Nicaragua, and of course, a lot of the American agents that were involved were lining their pockets and going to Swiss bank accounts.
Going to Swiss bank accounts, and now they're going to keep us safe, Sally, from terrorism. And then it turns out that every one of these so-called Al-Qaeda individuals was admittedly CIA, used against the Serbs in the late 90s, used against Iran. These Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia are buddies, and that they weren't even involved in the attacks, but they play the part of that and release these tapes that are uploaded by the Intel Center that's run by all these former CIA spooks, with the video posting in the same layer, and experts have looked at it, mainstream news has reported it staged. How do you think people in our government got to the point of being willing to carry out terror attacks?
Well, it's basically what's happening now is that there's no shame. They're so bold in what they're doing, and yet they're trying to blame those third world countries. And I've always said that every major terrorist in this world work for the United States government at one time or another. So we're the ones that are building this this beast, as we call them. And
it's to destabilize all these third world countries.
Exactly. And you know, we know where Bin Laden is, you know, but we need him for this war. You know, we've got the best satellite networks in the world. We could actually find out where he's at, but we need him as a reason to keep with this war going on, this atrocity that's happening down in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, they're now claiming that 9/11 truth works with Al-Qaeda.
Well, certainly. There's always going to be a spin put on by the government and anything that
but
they
why
do.
Why is it so ridiculous now?
Well, because it's obviously that what they're telling us is not true. It's obviously that, or bolt, as I say, that they continue to feed American all these lies, when in fact the American people are starting to wake up a little bit, not that much though, just a little bit, and that's why we're having a response now of what happened the past 8 years here with George W. And basically we're going to come November of next year, we'll find out who's, you know, we're on the right track or not.
I think we're going to find we're on the wrong track, but they'll at least have to act like they're changing. There's no doubt, though, this has been the black op presidency. I mean, they've just gone wild. This is what the private guys that run our government and the CIA and others, they just work for the big banks. I mean, this is who we're dealing with. These are people who are destroying our country. Everything they're doing is to get rid of our country. And I just, how dare them say they're patriots?
Exactly. And, you know, the same people that, the same carousel that I called that worked back in the 80s for the U.S. government are still at the White House. And, you know, all those people that were involved in those covert operations are still running covert operations in Iraq.
Sally, I want to get into your case now. You were on with us early last week. Now there's been some new developments. Just to be specific here with all of the listeners, it's a gray area with these straw purchases. You can go to 1,000 gun shows and see people selling 20, 30, 40, 50 guns. They go out and buy the guns. They're collectors. They sell some of them. You got into this, you told me, because you're an author. You would go to the gun shows and sell powder burns. You're a veteran. You like guns. You're a retired police officer, DEA. And you're there just selling a few shotguns, handguns, things like that. You told the whole story about how, hey, you know, let's get into this. Hey, give me money. I'll get you good deals on guns. And how they selectively enforce on people. So when you say, well, I didn't know it was illegal. Well, you know, the BATF, the scallywags they are, I mean, they just do what they want. And so I want to be clear that you're saying, okay, I'm guilty, but the guy that sold me these guns, you know, last time you said it's pretty obvious, you know, that he was setting you up. It's just like Randy Weaver. They kept saying, please, I'll give you five times what the gun's worth. You just saw it off. Just take that. And his kids were hungry, and he said, okay, and did it. And it was all because he wouldn't snitch on locals. And this is all admitted. So they went ahead and just came up and killed his family. I mean, who are these guys in law enforcement? Because I know they're not all bad, but it seems more and more it's this attitude of we run everything, we're the boss, and they really are just thugs who want to rule.
Well, the problem that I foresaw when this occurred to me was the fact that those agents are, a lot of them are Iraqi veterans and Gulf veterans also from the Gulf War. And basically you can see it in their eyes. These guys are suffering from PTSD. I mean, big time, yet they carry a gun and a badge, you know, just like I did, you know, and certainly that's poor judgment in their part and what they do. And right now, if you go to a gun show, we have guys, we got half of the gun show that sells AR-15s without paperwork. And yet they don't touch them. They don't do anything to them. And they know very well, but their whole purpose on this thing is to shut down the gun shows under the Second Amendment. We're losing those rights to bear arms.
Yeah, so everything is only registered guns. Now, let's go back here. People think PTSD means you lay on the ground and can't get up. No. It means that you stay active and aggressive and look for fights and look for excitement. And then if you don't have that excitement, you then get totally exhausted. And I'm not saying I have it, but it's similar to being really working hard. If I go on a week-long vacation, I feel like somebody beat the hell out of me. Because I have to keep working all the time. And a lot of these cops, you see them, they're out of their minds. Because it is a stress. More alcoholism, more suicide, you know, everything.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem, you know, that PTSD cannot be cured, number one. Number two, I've been certified by the Department of Justice when I worked for the DEA that I have severe PTSD. And from my veterans, being a Vietnam veteran, the same thing. I've been certified as having major PTSD.
And that's why you kept looking for the action. Writing coca fields, writing facilities.
Writing the edges, they say, you know, trying
going in and doing drug deals with killers.
Yes, and, you know, I was putting my life on the line, and I really thought that at one time that I was actually doing it for my country, which I was, but the majority, I was still looking. That's why when I left Vietnam, I went into law enforcement. I was still looking for that bullet with my name on it, you know, and the guilt
well,
that we have.
Well, you also get addicted to the action.
Exactly. It's an addiction, you know, thank God that one of the things that has saved me a lot was the fact that I don't drink or do drugs, but my medication was having a sense of humor, and that's what kept me going. But yet, it's so depressing right now that what happened to me that I feel, well, where did I go wrong in my world?
Well, Sally, you got to beat them. I mean, you know, the good guys always get targeted. We're going to talk about trying to support you and help you on the other side. The fourth hour is coming up. You can see the video right now if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We'll be right back with Sally Costello.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Well, nobody can say I'm not living my life to its fullest. Nobody can say that I was squeamish or that I didn't have an effect. And I know you listeners out there are having a great effect too, and I salute each and every one of you. Every one of you out there is just fabulous, and we love you. We're about to start the fourth hour that's going on many of our AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on WWCR and the internet at Infowars.com. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you will be able to watch the fourth hour here with the guest cam and the document cam and the DVD cam, where we can play you audio clips, video clips, computer clips, and a lot more. Before we continue with Sully Costello and how he's been set up, and I also want to talk to him about this, what we believe is a murder of Riyad Ahmad here in Austin, Texas, a Palestinian activist bound and gagged, thrown in the river. I want to encourage everybody out there to support our sponsors. If you go to Infowars.com, there is a banner that says Aloe Ease Body Cleanse, aloe vera, really good for flushing out your system, making you lose weight, detoxifying your GI tract. A lot of people get cancer because all the toxins we eat build up there. Great sponsor, Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. But there's a link to New Vitality with the hundreds of fabulous products. This is one of the biggest, most respected mainline vitamin supplement companies out there. We're very honored to have them as sponsors. You can go to their website by linking through at Infowars.com to NewVitality.com, or by calling 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. One of their other great products is Super Beta Prostate. These are well-known herbs for shrinking the prostate, giving you better health. Even a lot of doctors are now prescribing these herbs for prostate. That's medical doctors. 1-800-569-4056. The well-recognized, well-documented, proven herbs and remedies. That's what they've got at NewVitality.com or 1-800-569-4056. And in closing for this hour, we can't do anything we do here without your support. We can't do anything on this radio show without your financial support. And that's why you need to get American Drug War from us. It's not available anywhere else right now. It is available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This proves how alcohol and other things kill hundreds of thousands, marijuana, no one. It proves how the government's shipping in drugs. It proves how they selectively enforce things. Went for Tommy Chung while he smoked pot with Schwarzenegger, the Nazi pig. I mean, it's just such an incredible film. I consulted on it, and as you can see, I'm on the back cover, Alex Jones, Sully Costello, Robert, Mike Rupert, Robert Steele, Danny Danko of High Times, Medical Marijuana with Dr. Jensen, just so many others. This is a very, very important film, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Also, the new film, Washington, You Are Fired, is out. It is part two to America, Freedom to Fascism. I hope everyone will get it as well. It needs to be seen. It needs to be gotten out. We are allowed to fire these people. We are allowed to kick the government out of our lives. I also want to ask listeners to support all of our AM and FM affiliates by supporting their sponsors. Support everybody that sponsors this show. We couldn't do it without them, and we can't do it without you, the listeners. We're about to start the fourth hour. Everybody on the radio network can listen, or again, watch us online at PrisonPlanet.tv when this show becomes a TV show. We're streaming right now. But, Sully, in the minute we've got left in this hour, give out your Powder Burns website. You are basically broke right now as a school teacher, you and your family. Powderburns.org. People need to go there, buy your book, Powder Burns. It's almost out of print. Excellent book. They need to make contributions to you, or you're going to go to prison.
I need some money to pay my attorney. And guys, you can email me or send me a check. My address is on my email address, powderburns@prodigy.net. Or you can actually call me, and I'll give you the information, 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
We're going to get that out again next hour. But Sully is on the front lines for you. We've got to support him, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.